Hi, my name is John Kim. I'm a therapist who went through his own rebirth many years ago, and I've been documenting my journey ever since, sharing my life lessons and revelations. I believe in casual over clinical, with you instead of at you. I come unrehearsed on purpose because self-help doesn't have to be so complicated. I want to start with this. Gone is holding on to things that don't belong to you. This is a big, big concept. It's something I talk about a lot. I believe when we hold on to things that don't belong to us, it puts cracks in our life space, our life container, right? So, for example, tracing parents' blueprints, right? What your parents want for you, and you, whether you're consciously or subconsciously tracing those, doing things for your parents instead of yourself. That's an example. Living other people's shoulds, right? Holding on to grudges from people who have hurt you. And now looking back, you know that it was their way of surviving, right? So them hurting you had more to do with them than you. It was about their anxiety. It was about their reactions, their wiring, their projections, you know. And so I think letting go of grudges, which can be stones in our shoe, right? Gone is saying you're bored, unless you're four. Stop fucking saying you're bored. Life is too short to be bored. You can be sad. You can be discouraged. You can be angry. You can be a lot of things. But to say you're bored, that is gone. No longer. Gone is eating your feelings. Gone is dreading, complaining, going through the motions of life without being aware of how you and your energy impact others. I used to be this guy who hijacked spaces. I would go into a room and I would, excuse me, I was about to burp, which may also be a form of hijacking space. I'm drinking kombucha, and kombucha and soda water makes me burp nonstop. Anyway, hijacking spaces, not being aware of one's energy, mood. I mean, I still struggle with it today, but I used to be really bad at going into spaces and hijacking them because of my mood. And if you are obviously in a relationship, you're taking someone hostage, right? So gone is that. Gone is the emotional commission taken by any unhealthy relationship. What I mean by that is, what you need to ante to sit at that table, right? What you need to sacrifice, usually an emotional thing. Gone is saying nothing, people who say nothing, because I get it. Most of us were brought up where we weren't allowed to voice our state, our opinion, you know? And so we never practiced that. And so we become adults. And we struggle with speaking up. That is gone. Or talking too much without having anything to really say. So just a lot of rambling, a lot of talking without substance can turn you invisible. That is gone. Saying you're going to let go or trusting the universe as a way to hide behind fear, laziness, and or disbelief in self. So basically excuses and hiding behind the shield of woo-woo. I think a lot of people are doing this as self-betterment becomes more commercialized, you know, not really doing a lot of work, but just kind of trusting the quote-unquote trusting the universe. And I also believe in the universe and greater things, but if that is a broken record and that is something that you constantly say without facing fears and putting action behind things, then I think you are hiding, right? Dwelling on the past, I struggle with this. Dwelling on the past, obsessing about the future, dwelling on what was or what is going to be. And this is, you know, distorted thinking. I think we all struggle with it to a certain extent. But to draw that line in the sand and say no more, I do not want to waste my life not being here. And finally, gone is waiting for the phone to ring. So I don't know what that looks like for you. I know for me in 2023, Hollywood called, and because I had a career as a screenwriter in my past life, before I became a therapist. You know how when you're dating someone, you don't want to seem too desperate. So when the phone rings, you just let it ring a few times. I mean, you pick it up before it goes to voicemail, but you let it ring, you know, once or twice. You don't answer it instantly. Well, Hollywood called and I answered it before it even rang. And and it wasn't even, and the person on the phone was basically, hey, what's up? Meaning it was almost like a ding-dong ditch. It was an opportunity that I thought was going to flourish, but didn't, of course, which is predictable. And as far as Hollywood goes, so no more like waiting for the phone to ring. No more. I don't know what that looks like for you, but for me in 23, it was that. For you, it may be a person. It may be an ex. It may be someone you're dating and you're constantly waiting by the phone. But this idea of waiting and wishing and wanting and hoping, hitting pause on life until the thing happens, no more of that shit. So all those things are gone. What is here? What is here? Oh, also gone is 2023. Yes. What is here? Breath. If you're like me and you forget to breathe, let's take a deep breath now. If you're a chest breather, to remember to take deep breath. I know a lot of people who are into breath work. I've done that a few times. And you know, you don't have to actively do breath work daily, but just to be aware that you are breathing and breathing deep, to exhale. Kindness, first to you. I think we forget to be kind to ourselves. We usually treat ourselves like shit, treat other people really well. So to be kind to ourselves. What is here? To be courageous with love. So I don't know what that looks like for you, to be courageous with love. Things that make you uncomfortable. To me, being courageous with love isn't just about like loving harder or with all your heart. To be courageous with love means to notice the activation, to notice what is difficult, to notice your patterns, and then face them, process them, to look at it, look inward, take ownership. To me, that is courageous love. Courageous love to me isn't anything that's kind of on the surface. It's more of a individual inward looking process. Doing things, showing yourself fully. That's, you know, for many, that's really scary, right? So 2024, to be courageous with love, and not just intimate relationships, also with friendships and family members. You know, with family members, there are a lot of people we just don't want to see, don't want to hang out with. There are a lot of people that we have sent to voicemail. Maybe this is going to be the year that you open up. Maybe this is going to be the year that you are more courageous and loving with your palms open instead of with a fist. All right. Here is engaging in life. I don't know what that looks like for you. But I think it starts with being there, meaning being present, engaging with life, even if things are hard right now and you don't really feel like engaging. That's it, the decision to not hit pause or live on the sidelines. You can easily just watch, right? You can easily, in this life, you can easily observe and see, and especially with social media, taking other people's lives. It's very easy today to live on the sidelines. What does it look like to get on the field? What does it look like to engage in life? What does that look like for you? I think for me, that means to get out of your house and out of your head. I think for me, that means to have structure, allow yourself to dream, and to pursue those dreams like a muzzled greyhound. I think for me, it means to love with courage. I think for me, it means to engage with people and have honest conversations. I think for me, it means to laugh unapologetically, which is such an attractive. Whenever you see someone, whenever you hear someone, see and hear someone laughing unapologetically, which is contagious, I mean, don't you just get a heart boner? Aren't you just like, wow, I'll have what that person's having? To me, it means to explore. To me, it means to explore. And also, engaging in life isn't always just like pleasure driven, right? Engaging in life, because life isn't just about what feels good, but it's about what is difficult. It's about what breaks you. It's about how far you can push yourself, you know? So engaging in life means to also explore the underbelly. What is coming up and why? Turning over rocks, questioning things, you know? Why do you do what you do? Here is feeding the spirit of you, who you are before life happened, before the marriage or divorce, before you had kids, before chasing the corner office, the spirit of who you are, and allowing that spirit to ripple across all areas of your life. When I talk about building a brand new life container and how I rebuilt myself after divorce, I talk a lot about connecting to the part of me that I have disconnected to. And the question I ask myself is, when did I feel the most alive? And for me, it was the 80s, my wonder years, around 12. So it doesn't mean to be that 12-year-old. It means to connect to the spirit of that 12-year-old. Right. So for you, when were you most in your solid self? When did you like yourself? When did you allow yourself to be yourself? When did you feel the most alive? So the spirit of that person, what does it look like to connect to the spirit of that person? Because self-betterment sometimes is more about a reunion than anything else. And finally, here is living in the mindset that anything is possible. You know, holding on to that belief that anything is possible is kind of the, I think it's foundational in that it's the ticket into playing in this crazy sandbox where we can manifest things, where we can make things happen, where the impossible is possible. And you could build things that you never thought you could, right? So like just to enter that space, I think a mindset is required. And it is this, it's the belief. It's the belief that anything is possible. I mean, think about how much change can happen in 1 year. You know, for me, 2023 wasn't an eventful year. I don't remember much of it. Career-wise, there was a lot of hurdles and disappointments. But think about your 2023 and how much has happened, or how much hasn't happened. You know, because there can be years that just fly by. And they were just kind of dull. But even those years, I think there are things that could be unearthed. You know, there are revelations, there are lessons. Anything is possible. It's something that I got from Pharrell Williams back in the day when I was, I had a meeting with him. I was pitching him a movie when I was in my 20s. And he left me with that. And I want to pay that forward. And I would love for that to be not only my mindset, but yours as we move into 2024. I know a lot of people are going through a divorce. A lot of people, not only clients, but friends around me, lots of expired relationships expiring. There's a wave of people who don't want to tolerate lukewarm or unhealthy. There's a wave of people who want more, who are seeking better, different, higher. And for them, this year is that year where they draw that line and decide to, you know, not go back. And so because of that, lots of relationships crumbling, which can be painful and sad, but also liberating, you know, depending on that relationship. A lot of people becoming free this year. It's scary. There's going to be a lot of feelings, and it is a journey. And so entering that tunnel, I've been through many of those, is, you know, it's a hero's journey. So if you are one of those people closing a chapter or possibly, you know, ending an act break and starting a new one where your whole life is going to change, I'm excited for you, and I'm curious to see who you will become now that you know what you didn't know before. Happy New Year. Thank you so much for listening. Be well.